This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Stefan Wagner, and he's a journalist based in Munich. He's joining us now to share a German perspective on issues we're all grappling with. Another big issue that I'm fascinated by is the Big Sort. In our country, we've got this deep divide, and it's growing deeper and deeper by a reconfiguration of our society. Both physically and virtually, people are going to their corners, conservatives here and liberals there. Are there equivalents of the Big Sort going on in Germany? Are there red states and blue states, you know?
There is a tendency that this is happening also in Germany. We do have social media. We have the more extreme opinions win over the less extreme opinions. We have a culture of fear in the U.S., which to me is one of the most fearful countries I've ever been to, and also in Germany, which is one of the most worrying countries. And these are things that are connected. I believe if you're worried and if you're fearful, you're going to vote and behave in a very different way than if you're self-confident and you're hopeful for the future.
So that would really define the electorate, voting this way or that way. If we look at the base in Britain when it came to Brexit, in Hungary when it comes to Orban, in Poland when it comes to their electorate, even in the United States, what does that base have in common?
They're very susceptible to trigger issues, as you have in the US with your cultural wars. It is very similar in most other countries. You have trigger issues like gender, like immigration, economic uncertainty. We've been very lucky in Germany that there hasn't been a lot of economic uncertainty so far. So it's a different position. You can act and vote in a different way, but we're entering a recession as we speak, and it'll be a different story maybe 2 or 3 years from now.
We'll keep an eye on that. From my travel experience when I'm in Germany, there's that compassion, maybe because you've got an appreciation for what happens when a whole society is dislocated. And there's also the common sense industrial appetite. And you've got real need, like Ukrainian refugees. And you've got this sense that we've got jobs. We've got an economy that needs workers. I know when you have all the dislocation in Afghanistan or the Middle East, refugees are going through these other countries that are afraid of immigrants with the promised land of Germany for jobs. Is that setting well with your electorate, or is it at the limit where people might be threatened by that?
As it is in most wealthier European nations, there is a big sense of fear. Are we getting too many culturally different immigrants? And the success of right-wing parties obviously is based on this, to stoke that sense of fear. But it's all about how do you make these people assimilate? How can you integrate people from different societies? How do you open your arms and welcome them to make them feel at home and accept this as a new home?
Now, you've been taking in lots of Turks for a generation. It seems like Germany's done pretty well in assimilating Turks.
It's been going on for about 60, 65 years, mm-hmm. and the success is fairly big. And a lot of the second, third generation Turks, just Germany is their home, and they play on the national soccer team.
So it takes two to tangle. They're assimilating, and the society is assimilating them.
Exactly. It's a dance. It's a dance. It's a dance of for the future, and it's a dance of hope. And it's a dance that helps most people. It helps the society. It helps the economy. And obviously, we know it's the economic powerhouse of Europe, and we just need those workers. So if any of your listeners in the U.S. feel like making a change, come to Germany.
Stefan, anybody who travels to Europe knows that different countries have a different take on modesty and nudity and so on. And when you go to Germany, you see people sunbathing naked in the parks. You see perfect strangers, men and women, naked together in the spas. On my tours, we would go to Baden-Baden, and my mission was to take Americans into the spa in Baden-Baden, where Germans just, they're not hung up on nudity at all. We've got school teachers in parts of Florida that are losing their job if they show a photograph, full frontal nudity, of Michelangelo's David. Public TV stations actually need to flag my shows to see how many marble breasts and how many canvas penises we're showing on our TV show, because in some markets in the United States, they don't want to show that until after bedtime. How do Germans deal with nudity? And how do Germans look at Americans that have this prudish approach to that?
You mentioned nudity and modesty. I think it's two totally different things. You can be a very modest person who's nude, and you can be a very nude person who's modest or not. But I would say That's the way we were created, and there's no reason to hide it. There has been a massive culture with nudity in Scandinavian and also Central European countries. It's not a big deal. It's just the way things are. You wouldn't cover your face just because you think it's not pretty.
So lunchtime, you got a break in Munich. It's a sunny day. Get on your bicycle. Go to the Englischer Garden.
I work 3 minutes away from it. I go to the garden, but for a beer instead of a nude swim.
You'll see a lot of nude people in the summer in Munich.
You can do it, but the interesting thing is it's only American tourists that go there and look at them. Most people just ride their bikes by and say, okay.
That's the thing.
They're going for a swim. They're sitting in the sun. They don't notice. They don't focus on the...
And Americans will go all across town to ride their bikes through that just to go, whoa, did you see what I saw?